The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast. Immediate post-match reaction to the action, as they say, to Crystal Palace's 2-2 draw with Leicester City. My brother Luke is here with me. I am. What a game! 4 goals. Don't see that often at Palace, do you?
Entertaining, brother, wasn't it? An entertaining game. Certainly one for the people on Sky. Would have enjoyed it, I'm sure. A late lunchtime kickoff. Yeah, I think I said to you during the first half, you know, we were pretty on top the first half an hour, and I did worry it was going to be a bit like the Brighton game, that, you know, we're having a lot of the ball but not really creating much and not really penetrating and doing much with the ball. And then obviously, yeah, 31 minutes is when they got their first goal from a bit of a mistake, I think, from Joachim Andersen.
I think I turned to you at 30 minutes and said, I can't believe we're not in front. Yeah. It was criminal, because we were looking really, really good. We had loads of the ball. I mean, we did say that we had loads of the ball and clearly weren't clinical, right? I think we only had those two shots. There were two shots sort of in quick succession that Schmeichel saved both, I think, with his feet.
Yeah.
But apart from that, we didn't really sort of put them under too much in their box. But yeah, we looked really good, and it was kind of just a mess up, wasn't it, at the back from Andersen, and they went away and it was 1-0, and the mood in Selhurst was flat within 6 minutes, because then on 37 Vardy got the second.
I think I said to you as well, it was a strange, the atmosphere before kickoff felt odd. Maybe it was a Sunday or
Sunday,
the
2 o'clock,
2 o'clock kickoff, and yeah, I think everyone's a little bit out of sync. I'm not a fan of moving from the 3 p.m. kickoffs, as you know, but yeah, it did. That goal sort of drained the life out of us, and then only 5 minutes later, I think they got their second. I think from another Anderson mistake. I'd have to watch it back. I haven't seen it back again, but I think from memory, he was a fault again. And you just thought, well, that's the game, you know. A team like Leicester, you go 2-0 down, they're just going to shut up shop now away from home. But you know, credit to Palace, you know, limped to half time.
We did. Yeah, I was a bit worried actually when we got to half time. I mean, I think we said that Vieira needed to say something to get a reaction, and we came out second half and we looked, I'm not quite sure we looked as prominent as you would have hoped, given we were 2-0 down, but you know, two subs, two goals.
I think, what was it? It was only 5 minutes into the second half when Elise came on for AU, and
yeah,
to be fair, I mean, I know AU's been chastised by some parts of the sections of the Palace support, should I say, but I think he was actually really good today. I think especially in the first half, he carried the ball well. He was the only one who probably looked like we were doing something going forward, and you know, especially with someone like Conor Gallagher on the pitch, I thought he was relatively quiet compared to Sir Jordan Ayew.
We have actually a question today from Simon McKenzie, who's tweeted us asking us, what do you think about the current criticism of Ayew? He thinks it's harsh. I mean, I must admit, Simon, I do agree with you. I think he works so hard. I mean, we're never going to, you know, you don't expect 20 goals out of him, do you, right? But you expect the work rate, creativity. And I think he delivers on both of those things. So I must say, I do think the criticism is unfair. But I think in a side whereby, at the minute, we haven't got a lot of goals, you know, from different players, it's going to be more sort of realised, isn't it?
I think the frustration, and thanks to Simon for getting in touch. He DM'd us, didn't he? He didn't tweet us.
I just seen as a message.
No, he came on to it anyway.
I'm not down with the lingo.
No, thanks, Simon, even for getting in touch. I think some of the frustration comes from lack of end product with AU, is that because he's able to almost get into a promising position sometimes, but then, you know, he'll get robbed of the ball, or he'll try to win one of his trademark AU fouls and it doesn't come off or whatever. So I can get the frustration with that, but yeah, at a time where we're not creating much or doing much, I think, you know, you need someone like AU on the pitch, to be fair. But look, Michael Olise came on, and you know, we've only seen him for, what was it, 10 minutes against Tottenham, if that. I thought he did really well, you know, almost with his, I think it's maybe his fourth touch of the ball, with a great finish.
I wasn't quite sure what happened. It looked like he had an opportunity with it and it bounced off a player. Yeah, and then he smashed it with a really sort of well put was it a volley? Yeah,
I think it was
at the other end, wasn't it, for us?
Also, so. it was hit so quickly as well. Like, I don't think Schmeichel had a chance to set and even react. So yeah, and then obviously Sellers came to life when, you know, we think we're only one away from drawing it back there. And yeah, we pressed and, you know, got our next goal on what, another 10 minutes down the line.
11 minutes later, yeah, Schlappi comes on. 48 seconds later, he gets a goal.
Yeah.
Header across. Jimmy Matt did some really good work on the left hand side, didn't he, to get it back across. It kind of pinged around the box a bit. I think Elise had put the ball in the box originally. Joel Ward was involved as well on the right hand side. Back from the left hand side, over from Jimmy Mack, and Schlappi nods it in again, a good directional header, and Schmeichel's beaten. And then we think, right, let's go on and finish it off. But to be fair to them, Leicester did well to manage the game out, didn't they, really, from there on, given there were sort of 20 minutes left. Vardy was down for what felt like a lot longer than 5 minutes. I only added 5 minutes on, but it felt like a long time. And the game kind of petered out a little bit.
It did a little bit. I think like you say, Leicester did a good job in shutting up shop to an extent. You know, I think Lookman came off and Maddison came on to control a little bit more of the midfield perhaps for them. But yeah, look, I mean, you can't really complain, I guess, being 2-0 down and bringing it back to 2-2. Would have been nice to get the third goal, but given the way we were looking at half time, very pleased with the point.
Yeah, take a point from that. What do you think about Wilf today?
He cut a frustrated figure, doesn't he? Yeah. I think, especially in the first half, maybe it was because he was, he looked frustrated. He was moaning quite a lot from the off.
Quite frustrated with Mitchell, wasn't he?
It was Mitchell, and then it was MacArthur as well. He had a go at as well.
He did look very frustrated, didn't he? Mitchell and Jimmy Mack, as you say, were kind of the brunt of frustrations. But it was a bit of a sort of a game when Wilf didn't really perform. I think we did suffer from that, actually. I think some of the lack of final sort of third pressure was you know, that was a contributing factor anyway. I thought Jim Mack had a really good game today. Joel Ward again. Do you know what? I actually think it was the right thing to do to take Gallagher off. He had a bit of a bit part game today. Look, you know, onwards and upwards, like you say, respect the point, as they say. We'll take a point today, just because of the fact we were 2-0 down after puffing away for so much of the game.
Just as we're chatting here, bruv, I've just got another DM through from Justine. Thanks very much, Justine, getting in touch on Twitter. And she asks, does Edouard deserve to be starting ahead of Benteke? And this is quite an interesting one for you, I guess, because it's the first time you've seen him play 90 minutes in the flesh, I think, isn't it? What did you make of Edouard today?
I thought he did all right. He did okay. I must admit, I didn't think he deserved to play again from the start after last week.
Interesting.
I thought he was okay against Brighton. I mean, yeah, I watched it on the box because I was unwell, but yeah, I'm not sure I would have started with him. I think actually Tekka's probably deserved a start last week. He did all right. He did okay. It's interesting, isn't it? Have they decided he is the number nine? No, he's not the number nine. You know what I mean? He's the main striker here now. Or is there a case to be made for Benteke actually starting? I think what he does offer us is a bit more on the ball to feet.
Yeah.
Tekkers is more of a win the ball, more of a target, more of an outlet. If we're not going to play we're playing out from the back and we're not going to play so many balls up top, then I guess the Benteke sort of game plan is diminished a little bit. So yeah, he did okay, Justine. I think I wouldn't be angry if he started against Arsenal. I just think Benteke offers something different, really.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I kind of get the idea of having Tekkers on the bench. So look, if you do need to change it up a bit, and if you're chasing a game, go long to him. You can bring him on. I do wonder what it's going to be like if we ever do see an Edouard and Benteke combination up front. I mean, I know that, you know, we've got a front three, as it front with one main front man, as it were. But I do wonder if you're ever chasing a game, is it worth us putting two forwards on? But how Edouard and Benteke might work, you know, if Edouard maintains that sort of chasing high pressure role and Tekkers is the man perhaps to win it and flick it on, who knows. Certainly would be one I'd like to see,
but nice problem to have, right? Yeah, and historically exactly. We haven't really had that option of you know, swapping one striker out for another. So a nice problem. Look, it's a long time to the next game, right? It's over 2 weeks tomorrow, it is, in fact. Monday night away at Arsenal.
Sky, must be.
Is it another telly one? It must have been a Monday night. Yeah, so yeah, a little bit of a break, another international break. I don't know why they're so quick in quick succession, but there you go. Something for us to build on. Like we've said, it was disappointing that we were 2-0 down, but good to come back from that, and it puts us in 14th place going into the break. So
not bad,
is it?
What about seven games, 7 points? Is that right?
Yeah, it would be. There wouldn't you go. It? A bit of a shame we haven't been a bit more clinical and couldn't be a bit further up. But I mean, you and I looked at this run in advance of it, and we're very worried about it. So I guess given some of the results we've picked up, not too disappointed. And again, if we'd finished off the Brighton game with another 2 points, we'd be sitting in sort of what, 12th, 13th. So, you know, win some, you lose some, and you draw some.
That's how football works.
Exactly. All right. Very good. Well, thanks for joining me, Luke. Thanks to everyone for listening. Don't forget, at Six Pointer Podcast, Instagram and Twitter as always. Thanks to Simon and Justine for getting in contact. And don't forget, if you would like to get in touch with us, at Six Pointer Podcast is the handle. Until then, take care, stay safe, and up the palace.
Up the palace.
Up to palace.
The Six Pointer Podcast.